This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
John Stettmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Let it be heard.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're at the top of the third hour, and we've had amazing guests thus far. And the common theme of the evening has been basically to get out information to help raise awareness and consciousness about a new way of living, a sustainable way of living, and to help curb the current system into a way that betters all, because the current one in many ways is not doing that, and we all have a shared vision of sustaining itself. So again, just a quick shout out to starseedradio.com, the new website, and of course check out our Facebook and Twitter feed where we've put out new articles, and check out our iTunes page. We're now available in 144 different countries downloading our podcast on iTunes. It's awesome, and it's great to be reaching that many people in that many countries. And Saudi Arabia, I think, is like 15 or something on the list, which just blows my mind. It's awesome that we're reaching people all over the world that are ready for a new way of living. And with that, we're going to jump to our next guest, our fifth guest of the evening, and he is with an organization that is doing amazing things as well, Robin Corner, and his organization comes from us and is just leading the way in many ways. They've been around for a few years now. You can check out their website as watchingamerica.com. Watching America reflects global opinion about the United States, helping Americans and non-Americans alike understand what the world thinks of current issues that involve the U.S., and this is done by providing news and views about the United States published in other countries, which is important because the more information, the more things that we know and understanding of how people view us, the better we can help integrate and help other societies. And with that, I will give you Robin with that. Thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Absolutely good. It's good to have you on the show. And if you could, Robin, just give us a little history about your organization, what you're engaged in. I gave a little brief bio, but you've been engaged in a lot of different projects and around for a little while now. And just so listeners have a better understanding of your purpose, your mission statement, your vision, and the amazing things that you're involved in, which is reporting on the views of our view of USA, of America, from other people around the world. Which is important, and I'm sure you'll go into why. So if you would, thank you.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, thanks for that little introduction about Watching America. That's been going since the beginning of 2005, so it's quite well established now. And, yeah, we're not putting out information from other countries because their media are right and ours are wrong. It's just a question, yeah, there's a wonderful quote, if I know only my own side of the case, I know little of that. So this is about showing the other side of all of the cases in which the U.S. Is involved in the broader sense. Sometimes it's a question of helping us know better how to work with our friends. Sometimes it's a question of better knowing our enemies. But all the time it's a question of broadening our minds and being able to understand how U.S. policy and even U.S. culture, U.S. economy, et cetera, affects the rest of the world and how the rest of the world are responding to it and what the rest of the world is likely to do about it. Because, you know, just like in a marriage, right, it doesn't matter if you are right and your spouse is wrong. The fact is how your spouse feels about a thing or perceives a thing is going to have a large effect on your experience. And the same is true in the world in which we live. But, of course, instead of spouses, it's about countries. So, yeah, it's a tool for, I hope, opening minds and maybe even a little bit helping bring humanity together. So that's my first project, and I should say that we translate news from all over the globe, you know, any language you can think of, Hindi and Arabic and Chinese and Korean and Japanese, et cetera, et cetera. I do not put my own views at all in there. We are not doing original reporting on that site. We're letting other people do original reporting around the world and making it available in English for Americans. So that's my first project, watchingamerica.com. And then more recently, in the last two or three years, I've become a bit of a political and economics writer in my own right, and my articles can be found on the Huffington Post and other websites. And out of those articles has come another movement that I'm now identified with, which is called the Blue Republicans, BlueRepublican.org, and we have a specific mission to promote peace and liberty, and indeed a proper understanding of the Constitution here in the United States. So I do, I keep busy, I guess.
Absolutely, because that is a job in itself, and you have the whole disaster with the NDAA Act that was signed into law by our very own President Obama on my birthday, New Year's Day, January 1st last year, which essentially killed the Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and things, other things like that have been going on. So it's not a pretty battle, if you will, to even come up against. So thank you for your service and for doing that and for leading that, because it's so important, and the information you're bringing through is so important. It's the information, lack of information thereof, that people don't know really what's going on. And if they did, we wouldn't be in the current condition of all this war and violence and things, because there is enough for everybody. And when you're talking about integrating in the latest technology, can you go into a little bit more to the listeners about what is this technology? How does it work? How does the site work? How many countries are you bringing into the news? Is it 20 countries, 100 countries, 200?
Well, in principle, all countries. I mean, any country that has any original opinion or commentary or editorial content in its media about the United States or any aspect of the U.S., if we find it, we will try and translate it, and we do not editorialize. We do not select. We're not left-wing, right-wing, pro-American, anti-American. If we find it, and it's about the U.S. but not written by an American and not in an American publication, we will make it available to Americans and, as I say, to the English-speaking world. So, and we do that by presenting entire articles, because we don't want to distort the views that we're presenting. Not because they're right. Some of the views, of course, that we're making available to Americans are, some of them are outrageous and outrageously wrong, but that doesn't mean that we, in the States, don't need to understand them and understand the people that hold those views and maybe acting on them. So what we do is we have a team of, the better part of 400 volunteers. It's a volunteer organization. We're not making any profit out of it. All of the content is freely available. It's an amazing group of volunteers, all driven by, some kind of idealism. Not ideology, but idealism. And also we've got just this little feature at the bottom of the page where, there's a list of foreign newspapers online, but obviously most of those are in foreign languages. So we have auto-translation. You can just at one click hit the auto-translation into English of a news website from anywhere in the world. Now, I should just say, we're not using auto-translate software to translate the articles that we actually translate. We're using proper, tested human translators to make sure. And then we have an amazing team of editors to make sure that the English rendering of the foreign article is accurate. And flows and is easy to read for anybody who's a native speaker of English.
And let me ask you about a recent article and a lot of talk that's been about Edward Snowden and articles like that. When you see a big thing come up like that about a whistleblower here in the U.S., what type of information do you see incoming from around the world, and how fast do you translate and get it out to people?
Obviously, speed is of the essence. We find the articles quickly. We've got teams of people that know where to look for foreign content, obviously. We've been doing it for years. And then it's It's largely up to the translator how long they're going to take. The good translators are quicker. Sometimes an article can go as long as a week before it gets translated and edited for accuracy. You know, I mean, when I say edited, obviously not changed, checked for accuracy and correct grammar, etc., before we present it. But it varies. It varies. It varies among countries, among the language, among the length of, you know, depending on the length of the article, and indeed the number of translators that we have in a particular language at a given time.
Got it.
But obviously,
Robin, if you can't hang on right there, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll jump right back into the conversation after it. So hang on right there. Here's some more DJ Scalar. And we're joined by a very special guest, WatchingAmerica.com and BlueRepublican.org. Robin, hang on right there. Here's a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by our guest talking about the information, the fast, how it, I guess, puts out, gets translated, and different dialects from all over the world. Over 400 volunteers that you have from all over the world doing it. It's obviously a large operation. Tell us about why, let's go into a little bit in this second half on why it's so important, if you would, Robin, on why we need this information. Why is it so important your organization exists? What's the importance of having this data collection and the flow of this information?
You know, I kind of want to say, I guess in some ways, it's up to Americans and it's up to our leaders why it's important, because it's up to them what they do with it. You know, in some ways, I think the United States is a victim of its own success. You can live a good life, and you can live well without having to engage much of the world, and certainly people all over the world do think that, of that fact when they think of Americans. You know, there's that old stereotype, which I think is unfair, but there is certainly a stereotype of ignorant Americans. You know, not knowing that often decisions that are made in America and by Americans, and especially by the American government, has a greater impact on others than on America itself. And that's true in foreign policy, it's true in economics. Now, it's the impact on the others that determine how things come back to the U.S. So, as I say, you have to understand your friends, you have to understand your enemies, you have to understand everybody that provides the context, all of the other countries that provide the context for, you know, the experience that America is going to have as a nation, you know, as one country in the world, and indeed that Americans are going to have, sharing the world with, you know, people from other nations. You know, certainly I think you can make a strong case right now that in various parts of the world, I mean, this case started to become obvious on 9/11, but that, you know, decisions that are made have unintended consequences, and everything comes home to roost eventually. And it's not a question of saying, I'm not trying to say America is to blame for 9/11 and all of those things, but understanding the world you're living in, the dynamics of that world, actually make a lot of things that happen a lot less surprising and help you prepare for them better. And therefore, you know, make potentially for a happier life. I would say, too, the reason that Watching America is important is that a lot of the information, maybe even all of it, is not available in English anywhere else on the Internet. I mean, most of the articles that we're translating, we translate exclusively. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for information on America as seen by anybody who is an American.
I think you said the most important piece, it is what you do with the information, that is the most important thing of it all, is what are you going to do with the information in terms of spreading it, speaking truth, getting it out there, help supporting a cause. And we were talking about this earlier with our last guest. People always ask, what can I do? What can I do? How can I help out? Well, that's it. It's just passing the information along, getting it out there. And at least looking for it and not fitting into that cookie cutter box and just going with the flow, but thinking outside the box and saying, hey, maybe I should look into this way, or maybe I should check this out. It's that investigativeness, that human instinct we all have, that gut instinct, if you will. And it's so important, because without that, you're not going to engage in and learn and educate yourself and get involved with some real policies and try to make change like your organization and others do. And if you could, Robin, go into some ways how people can get involved with the current projects that you have.
Okay, so to continue talking about Watch America a bit, I guess we'll just talk a bit about that and then maybe get on to the other one, which is Blue Republican.
Sure.
Watching America, we are often, we're always looking for translators. We're always looking for translators. It's easy to just send an email through the site. We allow translators to work at any kind of level of commitment. We ask that if you're going to basically take our management time for including you in the organization, kind of runs a little bit kind of wiki-like, then we ask for a minimum of one translation every 2 weeks. But apart from that, it's completely flexible. Periodically, in fact, pretty frequently, we put out a call for an editor. The main qualification of which is you must have a good linguistic intuition and have perfect English. As I say, the translators only need to contribute one translation every 2 weeks. We ask our editors to contribute an hour a day, 5 days a week. So that's quite a serious commitment. Being an editor of Watching America, which is, you know, it's a well-respected project, we are linked by... have been linked by, you know, well-known newspapers from like The Guardian in England to, you know, journals like The Nation in the US, et cetera, et cetera. you know, if you want to get a job in international relations or in journalism and you've been an editor from Watching America, that's taken pretty seriously. So, I'm really blessed to have a fantastic team of volunteers. Everyone's a volunteer, you know, making this kind of time. Because, you know, in a small way, I hope we make the world a little bit of a better place. So that's Watching America. And then there's Blue Republican, which is an entirely different thing.
And Steve, that was the last guess. Robin, if you would talk a little bit about Blue Republican and the support around that, because I support also the whole Ron Paul movement, because if anyone was to become a president at that point, I was in support of that as well. Obviously for the reasons why Ron Paul was so supportive of by the real American people, was standing behind the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, things like that. So talk a little bit about the Blue organization.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, so just over a couple of years ago, I was given the opportunity to write on the Huffington Post, and I'm rather of the opinion that most words espoused on the internet don't need to be read. A lot of words come out of a basic narcissism from people who think their views are really important and the world needs to hear them. I don't think I'm one of those people, but I was given this. I was given this platform on the Huffington Post, and obviously it's a big platform, and my political views have been maturing over the last few years, and I thought I would see if I could use this platform, which is read, obviously, by mostly by liberals, Democrats, certainly Obama voters, some independents, basically looked leftward politically, to see if I could make the case for liberty, for the Bill of Rights, for going back to those kind of basic American values that I also hold dear for the Constitution, make that case to people that maybe identify liberal, who identify Democrat, who voted for Obama. And so I wrote an article that was, and I should say actually, that as a kind of an educated, middle-class kind of a guy, I was educated in England, I'm British, obviously you can tell from my accent, I was liberal by default, you know? The common sense position that social justice is better than injustice, economic justice is better than injustice, less poverty is better, better health is better. Therefore, if you have government and law, why not use government and law to try and legislate these social goods? And I think that's what a lot of educated people who don't really think much about politics think. And so they're kind of liberal, capital L, by default. So writing to those people, and I remember being one, I wrote an article called "If You Love Peace, Become a Blue Republican Just for a Year." So I wrote that article on the Huffington Post, and in the article I coined this term "Blue Republican" to refer to liberals who thought they had voted for Obama the first time round because they were voting against the crony corporatism of the Bush era, against the warmongering of the Bush era, against the takedown of the civil rights in the Bush era.
Robin, unfortunately, we have to end it right there. We're out of time. We have about 10 seconds left. But, again, your website is watchamerica.com, Robin Corner, and also thebluerepublican.org. And thank you so much for coming on the air. We hope to have you back sometime in the future, Robin.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great. Have a great night. Here is some more DJ Scalar. We'll be right back with our last segment with Martin from Serper in the U.K.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and now we're joined by our last guest, a regular to the show and part of another amazing initiative happening out of the UK. And we have Martin from Serper, again, joining us at a very early hour, so we really appreciate his ability to get up this early in the morning and join us, Martin. Thank you so much, man. It's awesome. How you doing?
Oh, very, very well. And it's always a pleasure, no matter what time it is. I'm always ready, willing, and able to get up at the crack of dawn and be here with you. It's always always my pleasure. And thank you for having me back on.
Thank you for that, Martin. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the work that you do. And if you would, as always, quickly, Martin, just give a little brief background on the CE5 initiative, the whole Serper, a little bit of just about what you're doing. Not too much, maybe a minute or so, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, Serper has been paralleled with CSETI, and that's a very good thing. And we're running a European version of the Ambassador Training Program over here, uniquely a European version. And so we're pushing the C5 project, and we're producing trainings over here in the UK, and we are also looking at developing international coordinators, stateside as well as in Europe. And we're delivering a slightly different version of the C5 project insofar as we're producing interpersonal skill delivery. So that's focusing clearly on people's abilities to make contact. And that interpersonal development is very much about procuring the right sensitive skills. And so that's a key focus for us. And also ET contact healing, and that's something I'm able to deliver. So these are part and parcel of the CE5 project that we bring a fresh and new innovative spin.
The CE5 initiative and the whole contact experience is a phenomenon that can be explained on multiple levels right now with the information technology that's here. When you get to quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the Einstein time space experiment, all these things that are showing these multidimensional aspects of this reality we're living, the ET phenomenon is not that big of a deal. I think it's awesome. I think everyone should be communicating with the ETs that are here because they've been here for a long time because every indigenous tribe on the planet also knew about it. This is not new news. It's old news. Correct, Martin?
Absolutely so. And also what's very important that predates the anthropocentric fear projections of Hollywood is that they've always been here with vested interest in our ability to be able to become more awake. And that's another aspect of ET contact or celestial contact is to get to a positioning where the relationship is now multidimensional and there is a waking up process. So despite what Hollywood want you to know, it's really about coming to terms with the kind of reality that's around us and understanding the programs that we live within. And they're basically helping us to wake up to the fact that, we are far more, far greater than we are, and we're at these baby steps, and they're there to encourage us towards a greater sensitivity and more cosmic inclusion of the family that's just literally above our heads. So, and this is nothing new, as you quite rightly say. Human-initiated contact is about being proactive. It's about making that shift, that ascension alignment, if you like. And so they're there for us, and highly positive.
I still can't believe, Martin, that people don't believe UXOs exist. Because if you just look into it, it's so obvious. I mean, with the media the way it is, of course, everyone's programmed not to believe they exist because they say weather balloons, all this other nonsense. But if you really dig into it, like not even that deep, you'll see the existence everywhere because it's in hieroglyphics and temples and ancient scriptures and you name it. They talk about it. The language means it. Their names mean it. The tribes mean it. The Dagna tribe, the star systems. I mean, it's all sequential. All the pyramids are aligned exactly to the star systems. How did the ancients know that? Obviously, there is something else higher going on. It was impossible for us to even build some of these pyramids, even today. And modern scientists have said that. So there's definitely something else going on. It's not a big secret. People need to just think outside the box, look into it, and then, you know, be the judge. You can't just judge and say and write it off and say that that doesn't happen, doesn't exist, and not even look into it. If you're that close-minded, then you're just going to sit in that reality. If you're open to the broader reality, you'll be into this energy flow that we're speaking of to help manifest the more positive things and aspects in life, which we're all trying to do, which is a sustainable future. And talk about with engaging with, say, ETs, Martin, what are the pluses? What are the upsides to engaging? My guess would be technology, things like that. But what do you initially tell people? Why should the listeners out there, like, why would I want to talk to an ET? What in the heck? That's crazy. Why would someone want to initiate? What's the reason? Why do we want to make contact with ETs?
Sure. Well, there's the first thing is that we're living in a biological universe, a universe that is absolutely teeming with life. That's number one, firstly. Secondly is that these advanced, highly spiritualized and loving, compassionate and very, very wise beings are all around us. And again, I still say, contrary to the anthropocentric projections of Hollywood, eventually we'll get through that. But also is that there is, as I say, an intrapersonal development aspect. So what I mean by that, intra means internal development, whereby we become more aware of our internal facilities of sensing, of being more receptive, compassionate. There's all these extremely positive aspects of personal development that's going on internally if you make that alignment, if you can get out the fear-based programming. And also there's an awful lot of wisdom transfer. Now, I realize there's a cluster of people who are, and a very large one at that, today an enormous amount of people, millions of people are now aligning towards becoming greater aware and ascending towards a more wakeful state and understanding. And as we look around ourselves geopolitically, things are collapsing. People are protesting.
Yes.
And all this is about shifting and changing and healing too. So there's a whole rafter of reasons to make alignment. But the first thing is to get past the fear programmings. And part of my work and delivery in the training is to enable people to navigate through the forest of creations that they've made that are basically working with these fear-based programs. And also we've got a free ET contact support via the website, and people can chat, email chat, or if they want to video chat and discuss this much further, they're able to do so. They can go via the front page of www.serpa.org. There's just a few reasons. Working one-to-one with people is a joy because I'm able to sense a little bit where they are in that process and deliver, if you like, a sort of a unique helping hand up as to the reasons why one ought to think about connecting with that greater community of wonderful, wonderful beings that are around us that we've been prevented from doing so. So it's an incredibly positive opportunity to branch out. Change the way you view your position in cosmos and grow exponentially towards a more peaceable society. And this is normal and natural, and this is in the future happening now. So, you know, in 200 or 300 years from now,
absolutely,
you know, we'll be there. And so this is an early conversation, but a necessary one.
Absolutely. And Martin, let's talk more about this, the importance of it, when we get back, because it's a conversation we can have all night. But I want to dig a little deeper also into the benefits of it and reconnecting with that multidimensional aspect of ourselves even. So hang on right there. We got Martin Proserpa joining us from the UK. Here's some more DJ Michael Scalar. We'll be right back after these messages.
Food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Martin with the organization called Serper in the UK. And Martin, before we left, we talked about the importance of ET contact and what's really going on. And you know, going back to the tribes and the Native Americans, they all talked about they're all in contact with the ETs. They all talked about it. I mean, it was every indigenous tribe on the planet talked about it, all of them. Every single one of them, there's not one that doesn't. I mean, it's common sense if you look at that way. Were they all making it up? Every indigenous species on the planet, the dozens or hundreds of them that were, because there's the extent of the civilizations on the planet is far more vast than what they let us know. We all know that. They just found new pyramids in the desert, the Mojave, I think, or of a civilization they didn't even know existed. And they find that stuff all the time. You know, we haven't seen a vast majority of the planet yet. And it's amazing work you're doing, Martin. So we have about 8-9 minutes left. If you could go into a little bit about how a CE5 works and the monthly ones that you do and how can people get involved, and then we'll go into a little bit about the responses that you've been getting from all the different contact groups you have around the world. In how many countries now?
Well, I believe now that there's a huge amount, and that's something that ET Let's Talk is doing a wonderful job there in terms of helping cohere and bring together. I think there's something like 33 countries now with the CE5 project now is blossoming beautifully. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I've always wanted to see come into fruition right from the very beginning, certainly when Serpent was conceived. And it's incredible what people are experiencing. It's all beautiful. It's all wonderful. And it's all lighthearted. These people are going out, you know, under the beautiful starlit canvas, are having amazing, wonderful interactions, some subtle, more obvious, and the reports are all there to see. Costa is doing a brilliant job in helping bring that around. He has a good admin team too. And so for Serpo, you know, again, we want to see more of the intrapersonal aspect of that. So, for example, we think it's more like having an intermediary master on call. So you have these wonderful starships, and then you have that interface and interconnectivity with the people on the ground. And it's about being present and being on the ground. And it's not so much our calling card is not the lights in the sky so much as about people on the ground. And people are in these monthly get-togethers and meetings are having these contact where they're beginning to slowly unfold and understand the limitations of the reality around ourselves. And also for those who are new that's coming into the CE5 project, quite frankly, it's a program buster. And so, you know, the programs that we're in, the reality that we have around us, the paradigm, are being slowly unfolded and peeled back and revealing a wonderful reality that goes far beyond the imagination. And that's what makes the CE5, the Human Initiated Contact Project, so unique, is that it's a revealing experience. It's a beautiful one. And the ETs are incredibly sensitive, compassionate, and loving. And this is the constant message we need to get out with regards to the CE5 project. And it comes with an ascension process. It comes with a compassion and wisdom process. It enables consciousness expansion. And all these are a wonderfully positive movements towards becoming a more responsible, sensitive, and mature human society. And slowly, slowly, we'll get there.
And in terms of people getting involved, Martin, which is, of course, how the numbers grow, what can people do? I know they go to the website. There's information on what a CE5 contact is. They could download, like, a manual.
Right. There's an awful lot of, basically one can Google, CE5, and there's a number of protocols out there. We're going to be putting together a unique protocol set. Yet having said that, there is no real set protocol for contact. And the easy track forward, believe it or not, is incredibly simple. It can be complicated, and it can be very involving in terms of meditation, but not everybody can meditate. And so the good news is that when you engage your heart, when you're wanting to seek contact, and you project that, and as I call it, you know, your heart is your bow, and your thoughts are your arrows, and let them fly and reach the mark. So with sincerity and sweetness, you put out that you want contact, you want to recall and remember, and you want help, you know, if that's what you're seeking, and it will come. On the more formal side, yes, you can Google the protocols that have been around for a while, But as we say, you know, you can still be very creative with those engaging modalities. But it's if one finds themselves, I'll give you an example. If any of your listeners are feeling rather out on the limb, as it were, and not quite knowing which way to turn, and they're in a bit of a dilemma, let's say, for example, and they're new to this conversation, then, well, if they find themselves outside, sit back, relax, and if it's a starlit canvas, albeit, but if it's not, that's okay too, and get into that kind of quiet, sensitive, genuine, authentic, sincere mode where you're seeking guidance and help, and from your heart, you know, don't demand, you know, everybody suffers, yes, but let's be, you know, a little humble here, and put out that you want a little bit of direction, and if ET is there, receiving and being receptive to you, in you're projecting that sufficiently to be received, then healing will come through. Guidance will come through in a very subtle way. And so,
I don't know. I don't even know why people are still so freaked out, Martin. Again, like, I thought the movie E.T. was awesome. I would love to meet E.T. You know, and the reality of it is, Martin, is that's how it really is, because the ancients communicated with them and the ancients talked to them. Do your homework. You know, it's like, they obviously weren't bad because we're still here. You know?
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, post-modernity, you know, I mean, we've got this, you know, highly, well, going back to the Enlightenment, you know, in the 18th century, we have this mechanistic scientific view of the world that we've been running with that sees everything as machines. And so it's only just been a temporary blip, really, from the 18th century that we've had this highly kind of cog mechanistic overview of the universe and ourselves. And I think, you know, with the advent of quantum mechanics and quantum physics and so forth, and we're moving away from that very rigid, staid scientific view. So we're in very exciting times of change, I believe.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm involved in several projects myself that are very exciting, and all of us are. And by even being involved in these projects, we know that the change has happened and it's here. It just hasn't hit the masses yet, but that's why people like you and me have to be on the air and do the things we do to put out whatever information. And again, everyone interprets information differently. So if it doesn't resonate with you and you don't understand it and you're like, that's impossible and you can't believe it, well then that's just how you believe and that's what you're going to believe. So
that's right.
If you're open to it and you look into it, you'll have an awakening into the truth that things are not what they told us in school, and we're all, every single one of us, very great indeed in many ways and greater than our highest expectations can even think of ourselves, and such a big deal. Every single one of us on the planet is such a big deal. Our human minds can't even understand or grasp how big all of us really are. And
absolutely. And we do our work like gardeners. You know, we kind of you know, we do the watering of the soil, as it were. You know, and as Starseed Society, you know, we've got these little seeds and we water as best we can. And we come here as a purpose and a function to do this. And then once we've done it, we go home. And, but whilst we're here, that's right, we try as you can, humbly and as best as one can with the limitations we've got, to help wake people up. That's the least we can do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Martin, again, your website is serper.org.
That's right. Yep. And, please go there and you'll see that if you want to connect with me, if you have any questions that you want to continue this conversation, I'm there for you either as an email chat or we can video face to face with each other. Yeah.
Excellent. As always, Martin, thank you again for getting up at the wee hours of the morning. Go back to sleep, but your work is important, so I appreciate and honor everything you do. So thanks again. We'll have you back soon.
Bless you. Thank you so much, John. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Have a great morning. All right. We're both going to go to sleep now. Have a good night.
Yeah, I might go.
Freedom.